joining us on our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry, looking at Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. What an amazing passage. If you think about Israel, and if you have Jesus as your Messiah, to think about that, your Savior, your King, your ruler will never slumber or sleep. What a neat passage as they look back over their history and see destruction, defeat around them, and then they would turn their eyes and there would be the Lord, who was the maker of heaven and earth, that at times would step in and be their strength and be their stronghold. And then you think about us, a New Testament, Gentiles being adopted into a family because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And then we can pause on this Friday and just open up the Word of God and say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. I don't know about you, but as I stop and read those words and think about those words, there's a smile on my face. There's joy in my heart. There's excitement about this afternoon. There's excitement about tomorrow. There's hope for the future, which all is built around Jesus and nothing on my end. And so I'm hoping as you have time to open up the Word of God and stop in the midst of the busyness of your day or your week or your month, that you go back and be reminded of who Jesus is. Go back and be reminded where you can find hope. Go back and be reminded that he'll never be taking a nap. He doesn't need to take a nap. Now he's going to encourage you to rest. He demonstrated that for you, but he doesn't need a nap. That as you have a tendency to look horizontally or look down, to change that and lift your eyes up and see the heavens and be reminded of where your hope is going to come from. I realize that some of you might not be having a great day, or things just don't make sense to you. But you can still stop and say, okay, hold on a second. Let me process this with a different set of glasses, a different focus, different desire, different hope that comes as we get closer to celebrate the gift of Christmas, the best gift ever. His name is Jesus. As you're working your way through Thanksgiving, just stopping and being thankful for what God has done and is doing. As you finish up 2024, I'm not sure what 2025 is going to look like, but as you're finishing, allowing your heart to be filled with thankfulness, knowing that as you have Jesus, that you can stand strong and there will be hope as you face today. So let us pray. Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word. I'm not sure where Let's Talk is actually going to end up. I'm not sure who's going to listen. But I know you do. And you know what those people need. And so as they open up their Bible and they turn to your word that is left for them, and as they sit a little closer to the edge of their seat, as they lean into the word of God, may you be their hope. May you be their future. May you be their joy. May you be their comfort. So thank you for the opportunity to navigate today using your words, not our own. So help us, Jesus, your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us for Let's Talk.